Country 1743 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Welcome to a Wednesday morning. It is the 13th day of August. Hope all is well with you. It's National Filet Mignon Day.
Oh, my favorite.
Not mine. I'd rather have other cuts of steak.
Really? I love the filet.
It's also International Left-Handers Day. Guys, if you never have dated a left... Right. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. You need to know this morning. An announcement is expected later today about new air service coming to Atlantic City International Airport. No word on if it's an announcement of a new airlines coming to ACY or just some new service from the only current airline with full-time air service at the airport, Spirit Airlines.
Officials here in New Jersey are warning about rip currents following two separate drownings Monday in Ocean County and in New York City. A man drowned Monday evening at Seaside Heights, but four others survived after getting caught up in a rip current after lifeguards were off duty. Another drowning involved a woman in her 70s who died after being pulled from the water off Manhattan Beach in Brooklyn. People are being reminded not to swim unless lifeguards are there.
It's bound to set new podcast records this afternoon. Taylor Swift will be the guest on the New Heights podcast with Jason and Travis Kelce. Travis is Swift's boyfriend and a tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs. Jason Kelce, the former center for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Go Birds!
He's now retired. Taylor Swift, of course, is the singer who's currently one of the most popular people on the planet.
Do you really think there's anyone who, like, doesn't know who Taylor Swift is?
Well, just in case.
And your South Jersey weather for today. A mix of sun and clouds, a scattered strong thunderstorm or two is possible late in the day. High of 89.
Great mornings with Joe and Jana. Jana's Fangirl Update starts now.
And we're talking about Blake Shelton this morning. He's joking that his house is basically a 24/7 Blake Shelton radio station. Though he does admit he loves jamming to Gwen Zitz, too. Classic Blake humor, so who knows if he's actually being serious, but it's giving main character energy. I'll definitely say that. So, but, you know, with Blake Shelton, you never really know. What we do know is you'll definitely hear Blake songs at Blake Shelton's house. Probably like every third or fourth one. We know that much. Blake's talking about his favorite songs to play at home right now at catcountry1073.com. Moving on this morning, Dolly Parton is showing love to Kelly Clarkson after Kelly's ex, Brandon Blackstock, passed away from cancer. Dolly, who just lost her own husband, says the key to holding tight to the good memories. Dolly plans to reach out to Kelly in person to catch up about everything once she's done promoting her new book. She knows firsthand how painful this is for Kelly. Dolly's talking about how she's been dealing with grief up now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jana's Fangirl Update on Cat Country 107.
Megan Maroney, we're Joe and Jana. Good morning. This is Cat Country 107.3. I'm going to be out and about this afternoon from 3:30. I'm going to be in Manahawkin at the Big Home Show and 30th Anniversary Celebration for Wanna Window on Route 9. They got a lot of things planned throughout the day, starting at 1 o'clock this afternoon. I'll have Eric Church concert tickets wild. A new poll out this morning shows 86% of Americans say they're stressed about grocery costs.
Well, yeah, they keep going up.
I guess the other 14% are just eating at home with mom and dad every
or
day.
Or like ramen, and it's like a dollar. Yeah.
We're looking for good news. Good News Wednesday is today. Every Wednesday we do this at 7:20. We're going to share your good news. Let us know about the good things in your life. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. By the way, Brianna from Absecon says Taylor Swift. That's all she wrote. Taylor Swift. Shaboozy and good news. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. It's Wednesday. That means Good News Wednesday. We want to share your good news. Get it to us. 609-383-1073. Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We'll address your good news coming up at 7:20 this morning. Right now it's time for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. Brought to you by your friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts happening right now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Don't you miss out. Jennifer lives in Tuckerton. She sent us the joke run used today. Thank you, Jennifer.
Jennifer, thank you so much.
The mom had told her little girl all about the making of babies. Oh, boy. Little Annie is now silent for a while.
Oh, jeez.
You understand it now, says mommy? Yes, replies her daughter. Do you still have any questions? Well, yes. How about little kittens? How does that work? Mom says, well, it's exactly the same way as with babies. Wow, says the little girl. My daddy... Jordan Davis, Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. I'm going to be out and about this afternoon, 3:30 to 5:30. I'll be in Manahawkin. I'm going to be at the home show and 30th anniversary celebration for Wanna Window. You know, if you're looking to make improvements to your house, maybe buying a new house, you want to get things rolling, you're going to find a lot of different vendors there. They have a lot of different things to show off, including hot tubs, spas. I'll just stop there because that's all I want. Wanna Window, Route 9 in Manahawkin, 3:30 to 5:30 this afternoon. Hope to see you there. We'll even have Eric Church. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning.
And where are we going?
Paris, France, during a high-profile art exhibit, a security guard, secretly a struggling abstract painter himself, found himself unable to resist the urge to add his painting to the collection.
Oh.
His painting was seen by thousands of people over almost 2 weeks until somebody in management at the art gallery noticed, hey, that doesn't belong there. Great mornings with Joe and John. Hey, it's Good News Wednesday coming up at 7:20. We want to share your good news. What good things are happening in your world, in your life? Let us know, 609-383-1073, or you can message us right there on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We're going to talk about your good news coming up at 7. Good morning. We're Joe and John. You need to know this morning. An announcement is expected later today about new air service coming to Atlantic City International Airport. No word on if it's an announcement of the new airlines coming to ACY or just some new service from the only current airline with full-time air service at the airport, Spirit Airlines.
Officials here in New Jersey are warning about rip currents following two separate drownings Monday in Ocean County and in New York City. A man drowned Monday evening at Seaside Heights, but four others survived after getting caught up in a rip current after lifeguards were off duty. Another drowning involved a woman in her 70s who died after being pulled from the water off Manhattan Beach in Brooklyn. People are being reminded not to swim unless lifeguards are there.
It's bound to set new podcast records this afternoon. Taylor Swift will be the guest on the New Heights podcast with Jason and Travis Kelce. Travis is Swift's boyfriend and a tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs. Jason Kelce, the former center for the Philadelphia Eagles.
He's now
retired. Taylor Swift, of course, is the singer who's currently one of the most popular people on the planet.
Do you really think there's anyone who, like, doesn't know who Taylor Swift is?
Well, just in case.
And your South Jersey weather for today. A mix of sun and clouds, a scattered strong thunderstorm or two is possible late in the day. High of 89.
Read the number to call with your good news or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Cat Country morning birthday shout outs start right now.
Here we go.
Lois Hall is 73. Happy birthday, Lois. Happy birthday to Keith Suey of Brigantine. Keith, a big 4-0 today.
Happy birthday, Keith.
John Brokaw is 27. Michael Fagan of Atlantic City has a birthday. Bryson Reed of Weekstown is a handful today. Bryson is 5.
Oh, Bryson, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Heather Corey of Linwood. Amanda Toole of Dennisville celebrates today. It's Marie Mitchell's birthday. Marie is from Summers Point. Donna Force is 62. Happy birthday, Robin Eccles. And Deborah Delaney has a birthday. Happy birthday, Deborah. That's it. If we missed you, happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Bryson Reed of Weekstown. Mornings with Joe and Jana. It is, what is today? Today is Wednesday. You know what that means? That means...
Good news, a little good news today.
That's right. It's Good News Wednesday. We want to share your good news. Get it to us by calling us at 609-383-1073. Reach out on Facebook or other social media or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We have some from Facebook. Lucinda says, I got a new waffle maker. Well, that's good.
Oh, that's great. Hey, I think that's great news. So,
Lori says, yeah. I'm going to be a grandma. I can finally announce it. Chloe and Russ, I couldn't be more happy or excited and blessed.
I love that.
Congratulations, Lori and family.
That's so cute. We also have a couple people who messaged us, who commented on Facebook. James Muno says he's going on vacation in Sea Isle this week. Ooh. Very nice, James. A lot of vacations. Alexis said she's going to Florida for a few days. I think that's her daughter that she posted in the picture in the comments on Facebook.
They'll be robbing their house while they're gone. Yeah, that's good.
Stop it, Joseph. And then finally, Jess Espinoza said it's her birthday today and she leaves for the beach.
Right.
She said the shore, but we're at the shore, so maybe she doesn't live within the vicinity. But she's going to the beach. She's headed to us for vacation in 2 days.
All right.
Very nice.
Karen has been sitting on the phone. Go ahead, Karen.
This is on a really small scale, but my daughter was going through McDonald's. She got up to the window and the lady said, the guy in front of you just paid for whatever you want.
Oh.
And he had left money and said, buy whatever the person wants behind me, buy their whatever they're ordering.
Oh.
Had no idea who it was or anything.
Hey, Jelly Roll, Cat Catcher 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. It's Wednesday. Good News Wednesday.
All I really need is a little good news.
We want to share your good news. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Lindsay says, Wednesday is the only day this week I have absolutely nothing to do.
Ooh.
I'm going to relax.
Yes, as you should, girl. Enjoy.
Let's go to Beth. She's on the phone from Egg Harbor Township. What do you got, Beth?
It's not me, but I work at a local steakhouse, and there's a couple that comes in on a monthly basis.
Okay.
And before they sit down, they have a table picked out, and they buy their meal, and they don't want them to know, those individuals to know that they bought the meal. But every time they come in, they pick a table out, and they buy their meal.
Oh, that's
they
so
want
cool.
to be anonymous. They come in, and they always do that. They don't want the table to know it was them, and it's a great feeling when they walk in the door to see that they're going to do that.
Oh, Beth, thank you for calling, telling us that. That is good news. You know, a lot of people are listening right now going, that is so nice.
It is.
And there's 12 people going, I wonder what's come out and see us. Again, starting at 3:30. All of Eric Church tickets and more. All right, up next, Cat Country Morning Trivia brought to you by our friends at Matt Blatt Nissan. Phone number is 609-383-1073. Or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Prize today, two tickets to see our funny friend Hank Azaria. Hank, who does a lot of voices on TV shows like The Simpsons. Actually, he's put together a band, and he does a pretty good Bruce Springsteen impersonation.
It's really good.
Hank is going to be bringing his band, Hank Azaria and the Easy Street Band, a Springsteen celebration to Borgata, Saturday, August 23rd at 8 p.m. You have two tickets for the show if you win trivia this morning. Again, 609-383-1073 or the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Here's the question. And I'll say this. This is more of a trick question rather than a trivia question. I don't usually like these questions, but this one's pretty good.
Okay.
This belongs to you, but others use it more than you do. This belongs to you, Jana, but others use it more often than you. What is it?
Your resume? Because, like, if you make it, right, but then, like, you have it on LinkedIn, and if people are looking for you, like, they're looking at that more than like, you've probably looked at it in the last year.
Stop. That's not the answer.
No?
No.
All right. I tried.
This belongs to you, but others use it more than... 4-3, it's Joe and Jana. Good morning. Trivia is on the air. At stake, two tickets to see our friend Hank Azaria. You know him. You love him from TV shows like The Simpsons, where he does a lot of voices. He's bringing his Hank Azaria and the Easy Street Band to Borgata later this month. He does a great Bruce Springsteen band impersonation. You'll have two tickets to the show if you win. Here's the question. Again, it's kind of a trick question more than a trivia question.
Okay.
This belongs to you, but others use it more often than you do. You said resume.
Yeah.
No. Let's go to the phones. Hi, Cat Country.
Hello.
Hi. What's your answer?
Your opinion.
No, that's not it. Thank you. Your opinion belongs to you, but others use it more than you do. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hi, is it your name?
Your name is absolutely right. You're a winner.
Nailed it.
Woo-hoo.
Who's
Thank
this?
You.
You're welcome. Who's this?
Hi. Good morning. It's Victoria from Linwood.
Victoria from Linwood. We have two tickets for you to see Hank Azaria and his band at Borgata. Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome so much. Jana, your name belongs to you, but others use it more often, Jana, than you do. So here's the details of today's behind-the-scenes Joe and Jana argument. Earlier this morning, I mentioned that it's International Left-Handers Day. And
gross! Yeah, I said it.
Well, I don't know why somebody being gross is left-handed, because that's all I just said. It's an International Left-Handers Day. Again.
I'm going to send you the Family Guy clip that explains it all.
Why? I just said it's Left-Handers Day. That's all I've just said. It's International Left-Handers Day.
No.
That's what I just said, Jana.
No, that's not what you said earlier today.
I haven't even gotten to that point, but you already told me I'm being gross by saying it's Left-Handers Day.
None.
So there are people listening now that are left-handed that are wondering, why am I gross?
No.
Let me just
say. You're not gross.
Let me just say, you're perfectly normal. There's nothing wrong with you if you're left-handed.
No.
This morning, what Jana is referring to, I said.
Just say, don't gaslight me.
I don't even know what that means. Off the cuff, I said, hey, it's International Left-Handers Day. Guys, if you've never had a girlfriend who's left-handed, get yourself one. And then Jana said, that's gross.
Ew. Yeah.
Why is it gross?
I'm not allowed to say why on the radio.
There's nothing I said that's gross.
It's what you inferred.
I didn't infer anything.
Okay.
Because.
Gross.
And I'll even go a step farther. I know of no pleasures of the flesh or otherwise That can be enhanced exactly by right. someone who is left-handed that's rather than crazy. Right-handed. So you inferring that there that that's it gross. May mean something is weird. I'm not gross.
Crazy.
There's nothing I said about it being left-handed today and get yourself a left-handed girlfriend. It's yeah. gross.
Yeah, right.
Because it doesn't mean anything.
Were you born yesterday?
Yes, because...
Apparently so.
I've been around for a while.
That's
I've
gross.
Had girlfriends right-handed and left-handed, and there's been no significant difference.
Yeah, everybody can hear you trying to walk your there's way no... backwards out of this. It's disgusting.
If there is a difference,
you're
I've missed
gross,
out on it.
Joe.
There's nothing being gross here.
Okay.
I'm not inferring
Fellas,
anything.
Joe says to...
I'm not implying anything.
Try your hand with a left-handed girlfriend, if you know
I
what
I didn't
I'm
say
saying.
Try your
That's
hand.
That's gross.
Again, I didn't say that. I don't know what that means, and I don't know what I said means.
What?
Am I being gross or not? Hit the message us button and let us know.
We
you can
all
say
know
yes
what
or no.
you mean.
We, there's not, I don't mean anything because there's nothing behind it.
Ew.
It was something I made up off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not gross because there's no gross implications. You just have a very dirty...
Guess so.
Mid-30s
yeah,
mind.
It's all me.
It's Cat Country 107.3.
Right.
Good morning. We're Joe and John. 3 things you need to know this morning. An announcement is expected later today about new air service coming to Atlantic City International Airport. No word on if it's an announcement of a new airlines coming to ACY or just some new service from the only current airline with full-time air service at the airport, Spirit Airlines.
Officials here in New Jersey are warning about rip currents following two separate drownings Monday in Ocean County and in New York City. A man drowned Monday evening at Seaside Heights, but four others survived after getting caught up in a rip current after lifeguards were off duty. Another drowning involved a woman in her 70s who died after being pulled from the water off Manhattan Beach in Brooklyn. People are being reminded not to swim unless lifeguards are there.
It's bound to set new podcast records this afternoon. Taylor Swift will be the guest on the New Heights podcast with Jason and Travis Kelce. Travis is Swift's boyfriend and a tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs. Jason Kelce, the former center for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Go Birds!
He's now retired. Taylor Swift, of course, is the singer who's currently one of the most popular people on the planet.
Do you really think there's anyone who, like, doesn't know who Taylor Swift is?
Well, just in case.
And your South Jersey weather for today. A mix of sun and clouds, a scattered strong thunderstorm or two is possible late in the day. High of 89.
Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
And go.
There are five of them. Number one, welcome to your 50s. Two different memories get combined into one story now.
That's me now.
Yeah, I went golfing with Johnny Cash that one time. Number two, I hate to sound like a broken record, but
get it.
Do you know what a record is?
I have a record player.
Oh, okay. Number three, marriage is just asking each other, what do you want for dinner? And then replying, no, not that, until death do us part.
Definitely not that.
Number four, I like my women like I like my emails. No attachments.
Not nice.
I don't need your dog. Number five, we're Joe and John. Are these my favorite tweets? Last one. I let my work email inbox get too full. Now I can't send or receive emails. I don't know why I didn't. Hi, Lo, Jana. I'm going to give you a number, and you have to tell us if the actual number is higher or lower.
Okay.
Okay? Because the number I'm going to give you is wrong.
Okay.
There are currently 6 jelly bean factories in the world. 6 factories that make jelly bean candies.
Higher.
The actual number higher or lower? You say it's higher. No.
Oh.
There are only 3 factories in the entire world that make jelly bean candies.
Wow.
Every hour they produce a combined 1.2 million jelly beans.
That's a lot.
All right, one more. 10% of adults in America never floss their teeth. Is the actual number higher or lower?
Higher.
32% of adult Americans never... Cat is on the prowl this afternoon. From 3:30 to 5:30 today, you're going to find me in Manahawkin, and I'm going to be at the home show and 30th anniversary celebration for Wana Window on Route 9. They're going to have a lot of their different vendors on hand. If you're thinking about enhancing your home, moving to a new home, and need some good ideas, you're going to find them there at Wana Window. Again, we'll be there 3:30 to 5:30, Route 9 in Manahawkin, Wana Window. I'll have Eric Church tickets.